This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Families are being urged to get their children vaccinated against measles. CPR's John Daly says the disease is on the rise both nationally and globally.
Measles can cause serious health complications, especially for kids younger than 5 years old. The CDC says if one person has it, as many as 9 out of 10 people nearby will become infected if not protected. But the vaccination rate in Colorado's kindergartners and school children remains below the 95% needed for community immunity. Here's the state health department's Heather Roth.
It can spread like wildfire. And I think you're right that the general population doesn't understand just how contagious measles can be.
The best protection against it is what's called the MMR vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The CDC is no longer recommending a 5-day isolation period for people with COVID, but officials say anyone who's sick needs to take precautions. Dr. Anuj Mehta is a critical care doctor at Denver Health Medical Center.
If you have symptoms, if you have a fever, if you have a really bad cough, whether you have COVID or not, you shouldn't be around people because you can make people who are vulnerable with weakened immune systems sicker.
Mehta says there will likely be a new COVID booster out this fall to coincide with this year's flu vaccine. Bookselling giant Barnes & Noble will buy Denver's bookstore The Tattered Cover. The sale marks the end of Tattered Cover's 53-year run as an independent business. Barnes & Noble will pay $1.8 million for Tattered Cover, which had filed for bankruptcy. Barnes & Noble says it will keep nearly all of Tattered Cover's current employees. The sale needs final approval from a bankruptcy court. Supporters of a free syringe access in Pueblo will not challenge a city ban on such programs this November. Organizers began gathering signatures to put the issue on the ballot after city council passed the ban last month. They say they fell short by about 200 signatures. A judge has put the ban on pause while the ACLU is suing to overturn it. This is CPR News.